The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord.
We started Mass a little late, so I'll try to keep it somewhat brief. There were three acts, three events that made up the 40th day after the birth of a firstborn son. There was the purification of the mother, because when a mother would lose blood during the act of birth, she was considered impure. And so when she had a full cycle of blood flow through her after the circumcision of her son on the eighth day, so approximately 30 days later, she would be considered pure. And there was a little ceremony they'd go through. So the first was the purification of the mother. Now, Our Lady did not lose any blood in giving birth to her son, but no one would have understood that, so she went through the normal ceremony. The second was the redemption of the child. A monetary offering was made to a priest to redeem a son, to ransom a child. And thirdly, then the child was presented in the temple. Now, which of the three was not spoken of in the Gospel? The redemption of the child. There was no monetary offering made to redeem the son. And I was reading Pope Benedict on this, and he said, because that son was the redemption. He didn't need to be redeemed. He was bringing redemption. And I just started a book on St. Francis de Sales, written by a woman who knew him very well, St. Jane de Chantal. And I was reading this book, and I was just becoming so discouraged because it was speaking about what a great priest he was. And the more I read, I sent a text to a friend yesterday, and I said, St. Francis de Sales was 500 times the man and the priest that I am. And as soon as I sent this text, it was interesting, I started to feel this sadness and this weight come over me, like I'm never going to be holy like he was. And I didn't hear any words. But it was like this interior understanding all of a sudden came to me, and I'll try to put it into words what I understood, and it was this. It was as if our Lord said to me, you're not the one who's going to make yourself holy, so don't become sad. You can't do anything. I am holiness because I am the Holy One and I am the one to make someone holy. All you have to do is say yes to me. There is nothing else necessary. You just try to say yes and leave the work to me. And I close with this little quote by St. Francis de Sales' confessor after he had died. He said this about St. Francis. He said, Francis de Sales, Father Francis, never acted out of the motive of escaping hell. And he never acted out of the motive of meriting heaven. He sought only one thing, to always try to act out of love for God. He left everything else up to him. Holiness is love of God. We ask for the grace to do all things from that motive and leave the degree of holiness we attain up to him.